Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day. And get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Harold Grader, Associate Executive Director over at the AutoZone Liberty Bowl on X. If you want to go follow him, go follow him. Harold Grader. Harold, how's it going?
Gabe, doing great. It's football season?
I think so. A lot of basketball.
Thanks for the
today.
Reminder.
A lot of basketball today.
A lot of basketball
but
today.
But it is football
so.
Season. It is football season. And with football season, we had a very fun, interesting week five. But I want to start at a bit of a tougher story.
Yeah.
Right? We have another firing. And as soon as I saw the final score and I saw how that game was going, Arkansas versus Notre Dame, I had a feeling that they would let him go. 56-13. You don't usually survive that a week after losing to Memphis. But Sam Pittman is out of a job after 6 years. I will say this. Results-based business, probably time. But the more I just look at Sam Pittman as a guy and sort of what he was able to do the first couple of years and turning that program around, it is hard to see him go because he is a very – very decent human being, and he was one of my favorite coaches in college football.
Indeed. You know, and I make no bones about it, Gabe. Sam and Jamie Pittman are friends. He's been in our game at the AutoZone Liberty Bowl twice as the head coach at Arkansas, but also previously was on the staff at Georgia when we had Kirby Smart and the Bulldogs in our game. So Sam and Jamie had been around us and involved in our game on three occasions, two as the head coach at Arkansas. So, you know, days and weekends like this are tough when your friends are involved. But it is, as you say, it's a results-based business, and they weren't getting it done. And I can tell you, we all saw it when the Tigers put it to them.
Yep.
Then you knew, how long is this going to last? And then Notre Dame, my gosh.
Listen, Gabe, put
the knockout punch on them in the first half Saturday.
I think Notre Dame probably would have won that game regardless. But my assumption is you lose two games like that in a row. I have experience with this, to be honest. You lose two games like that in a row, last-second fumble. Feels like you've lost a lot of what you set out to accomplish for the
yeah.
year. It felt like you lost to Memphis and Ole Miss a third time with the fashion it happened. And I'm not saying sure. they would have beat Notre Dame had they not lost to Memphis or Ole Miss. but it felt like one of those carryovers. I remember in 2015, the University of Memphis, we lost to Navy. Then we go on the road against Houston, give up a 17-point comeback. We have this emotional high. It was a really close game, and we end up losing. Then we went to Temple the next week and just got our brains beat in. And I swear to this day, we lost to Houston twice.
Yeah.
And that's what that game felt like to me. Like, from start to finish, they just never really had the energy that it felt like they had the previous 2 weeks.
Yeah, it was like you wondered at what point was – the team gonna quote unquote let go of the rope. They let go of the rope.
Yeah, they sure did.
And when that happens, you got to make a change. You got to do the best you can to salvage something of this season. And obviously, they've done that. And we'll see what Bobby Petrino can do.
Yeah.
But we wish Sam the best. He's going to walk away with a big check. I think one story I saw earlier today, they had a negotiated
rate
of 62% of the $9 million that he was owed. So I think that translates to roughly $6 million. So from that standpoint, they're in good shape. The Pittmans aren't going to miss any meals with that.
Yeah.
But I would assume this is it for Sam. Sam and I, we're the same age. We're both 63.
Sure.
His birthday is in November. I'm a December birthday. So we'll both be turning 64 later on this fall. But again, just good people. They love the state of Arkansas. They love living in the state of Arkansas, have a home at the lake there. So we wish them the best. But I would not think we will see him again. Don't know that, but wouldn't think so. But who
even
knows?
Even as an O-line coach at Georgia, getting back to Georgia or something.
Maybe.
Bigger program.
I don't know.
He is a phenomenal offensive line coach.
Oh, absolutely.
When I look at the sport writ large, like him and Matt Luke are probably top five guys. And Sam's... I know you say he's 63, right?
Yeah.
But he's still got a little bit to give
if he wants to.
But also, I will say, having a nice $7.6 million payday and chilling by the lake ain't too bad either, is it?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. They don't have kids, but they have a great home again over in Arkansas on the lake. So I'm sure they'll take a step back, reevaluate life, and we'll see what happens. But Sam Pittman, definitely one of my all-time favorites, and we wish them nothing but the best.
Absolutely.
So now we turn our attention to this season and then the eventual hiring of a new head coach in Fayetteville.
Yeah, Bobby Petrino's got the in route, it feels like. He's there. He's on campus. They've allowed him, seemingly, to make some staff changes. He's fired some guys. He's going to make some hires.
Yeah.
What do you think ultimately is next? It feels like the first order of business is to see how Bobby Petrino does the rest of the year. He could win the job with his performance the rest.
Potentially, yes. From what I saw coming out of the press conference they had today, they're probably going to hire a search firm to help with the search. Obviously, a lot of names out there. But first things first for this Razorback team this year is to get everyone back on the same page, somehow get some confidence, and bring them back together. As you said, Petrino has made some staff changes on the defensive side. And when asked today what's priority number one, he said, we've got to get the defense in shape and put an emphasis on stopping the run. So that's apparently the focal point from a football X's and O's perspective. But it's also getting all of those guys on that team to regroup, come together as a team again, and not just throw away the season. And like you've been there, so we're only through September. There's a lot of ball to play, and I would think that young men like that still have a lot of pride in their own performance, and don't just want to throw the year away,
right?
Because you just don't do that if you're a competitor. So we'll see.
I mean, at the end of the day, you have seniors also who this is their last ride. Yeah. You have a guy in Talon Green who probably wants to put some good film out there to potentially be a draft pick at the next level. I mean, and there's probably other guys on offense and defense who want to do that as well. So
you bet.
Hopefully that pride carries you. But in my experience, pride can only carry you so far because other teams are playing for championships and they have pride attached to that.
Yep.
So I'm curious. It's going to be on, like, it is strange because I think if you ask a lot of head football coaches, even interim guys, like the last thing they really want to coach is give a damn. You know what I mean? That's right. The last thing they want to coach, because that should already be inherent. But it feels like Bobby Petrino and the staff he puts together, that's going to have to be their first order of business. Yes, yeah. You can shore up the defense all you want, but you have to get your team to really buy in and care after their coach just got fired.
And let's face it, you look at that Arkansas schedule, it does not get any easier. Five of the remaining seven are against teams in the top 25. At Tennessee, A&M, at LSU, at Texas, then they end the year against Mizzou. So, tough sledding ahead. It'll be interesting to see, again, how this team comes together, what the rest of the year looks like. But, you know, anytime a coach is fired, there are gazillions of names out there. And
there's a name in town that's been brought up.
Including a guy right around the corner here, and that's our good friend Ryan Silverfield. And you know, Gabe, you know, we've talked about Ryan earlier in the year. Now, if I'm not mistaken, he may have been mentioned for a job maybe a year or so ago. But that's what... you're the coach at Memphis, that's what you aspire to. We've seen it with Justin Fuente. We saw it with Mike Norvell. And, you know, not to wish Ryan away from the Tigers, but as a friend and when you look at his career, I mean, he's looking for something bigger, better, I guess.
Here's the thing. Like, I know there's a lot of Memphis fans that hate the fact that, okay, we have a good year, and now here comes big boys stealing our coach.
Yeah.
But in the end of the day, you kind of root for that, because that means your coach has done a good enough job and won championships at this level.
That's right.
So other teams think that he is capable of winning championships at their level. And it stinks, like that stepping stone thought process, but you want to be in that situation. And what does amaze me that I don't think we talk about enough, they've done that with three straight guys at this level. That's honestly unheard of. That's hard to do. To just keep making the right hire every single time. Eventually, you'd think you'd have some lean years, but it hasn't been that way.
It has not been that way. So good for the Tigers. And again, from the athletic director, Hunter Yurecek, today, when asked, what are you looking for in the next coach? He said, a proven winner, someone who can establish a culture, a little bit of a shot there at Sam. But someone who can also re-energize the fan base, which translates also into...
Kind of feels big namey, doesn't it?
It does. It does. And I'm going to circle back to that. But when you say all of that and re-energize the fans, you know, one of the challenges over there, and it's come up here in the last week or so since Hunter's comments at the Little Rock Touchdown Club, and I was listening to the morning sports show over there this morning, the issue of NIL, overall support for football, and, you know, where is that going to come from? But I guess reestablishing a plan to get the needed assets you need to be able to compete at a high level, a championship level in the SEC, and then compete for national championships. So when you say all of that, a lot of names out there, Gabe.
Yes.
A lot of names. We mentioned Ryan, but big names. A lot of names are out there, but big names. Where does that go? And I draw the correlation to what they did in basketball. They went out and got John Calipari, Hall of Fame coach. Are they going to try to do the same thing now on the football side?
Yeah, and John was interesting, like, though, too, because his time had run out at Kentucky. Is there another coach, and we don't have to come up with this answer right now, is there another coach around the country that has sort of worn out his welcome?
Well, I don't know if it's...
I can think of one right now, but I wouldn't say worn out his welcome, but maybe he would want to restart his clock, but I don't think he would take that job. Dabo Sweeney's a guy who's sort of in that purgatory right now. But, you know, we're just going to keep an eye on this one. And Bobby Petrino, I wonder...
Yeah, Bobby Petrino.
How does the fan base feel about that with last time and the motorcycle and the neck brace and the...
Right. We'll see.
You
know, just two names that are out there that are quote-unquote big names. I don't know if they're the splash that a John Calipari was for basketball, but Dan Mullen at UNLV, former Mississippi State and Florida coach, and our friend Barry Odom, who's now at Purdue, who was on the staff at least a year, maybe two, with Pittman.
Yes,
ran
DC.
That defense. They were much better then. So, you know, maybe one of those guys wants to get back into the SEC and here's that path.
Yep.
You know, John Gruden, I don't know.
That's a name that will always be there.
Is that more just splash than
reality?
Substance?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
But that will be interesting to see what happens there.
Although I will say with Gruden, I think, I know the emails, I understand what he said. I am of the opinion probably enough times passed where he could get back into coaching if someone gave him the opportunity, but that's a different story for a different day. Let's move on.
Yes.
Bama is back. 24-21 on the road against Georgia. Their defense stood up when it mattered. Offensively, Ty Simpson looks the part now. 24 for 38, 276, two touchdowns, no interceptions. He spread the ball around, too. I mean, nearly 10 guys caught passes. But they held off Georgia 24-21, and this was not the outcome I expected, but I think now I have full-on understanding of Kirby Smart and Alabama and his woes with them. He's now 1-7 versus Bama since he has taken over as the Georgia head coach, and now Kalen DeBoer's 2-0 against him. So I think we've pretty well established if there's going to be a thorn in the side for Kirby and Georgia, it's that team in Tuscaloosa.
I would agree with that. Are they back? I still need to see more.
Sure.
I still need to see more, but obviously a big first step. You know, because Bama was, they were shut out in the second half.
Yeah.
So that's one little note to the side of, okay, yes, they won. It's an impressive win on the road between the hedges. Nothing to sneeze at. But when the offense generates zero in the second half, you say, okay. Duly noted.
If your defense limits them to seven,
yes, yeah.
didn't really let them run the ball and get easy yards all day.
But again, you know, even though I point that out, you know, Alabama was able to play their game. They protected the quarterback, just one sack. You know, eight explosive plays, 15 yards or more, no turnovers, good execution. Third down, 8 of 13. They kept the ball. Some protracted and long possessions, keeping the ball away from Georgia.
Yes.
So even though Alabama didn't put any points on the board, they did a lot of positive things in that game. And you mentioned Ty Simpson's stats. He has gotten a whole lot better these last three games. And, you know, I still want to see a little bit more.
Sure.
And we'll have the opportunity to see that a little bit more. And it's hard to believe I'm saying this. Saturday against Vanderbilt.
At home this time.
In Tuscaloosa. And they're playing good ball, too. But you're saying Bama is back. I'm going to say,
and
let's pump the brakes. Can they sustain this? I want to say yes.
Yeah.
I want to say yes and give Kalen DeBoer, because he's been through it, give him the kudos that he and that football team have earned after the, you know, the lashings that he took after losing
sure.
the opener. Let's face it, on the road at Georgia, pretty good win.
And then next week you brought up Vandy, Bama, so I have to go here. College game day.
Yeah.
College game day. If you would have told me 3 years ago, well, that's when Clark Lee got hired, right? That Clark Lee was going to end up...
Three or four, yeah.
Clark Lee was going to end up having Vandy undefeated in the top 25, and College game day was going to visit Tuscaloosa for the Alabama-Vandy game, I would have told you you were high on drugs. I mean, there is no way that I would have thought that would have been a reality, but here we are, and they look really good. Diego Pavia,
even
he had five touchdown passes.
Indeed. So here we go. Coach Saban will be making the short commute to the stadium
yes.
for the show on Saturday.
For sure.
Again, the circus is, if you've never been to it, well, we had it here.
Yeah.
So I've been to the one here, obviously, down on Bill Street a few years
yes.
ago. But I've been to a couple on the road, one in Alabama, and it truly is the circus coming to town. And it's amazing the excitement that they generate. Not that's not already there. It just adds another level of excitement and anticipation and the show. And now with McAfee, I mean, it's going to be wild. It's going to be wild.
All right, now Ole Miss LSU. Ole Miss gets the win, 24-19. I want to ask it this way. Did this tell you more about Ole Miss and what they could potentially accomplish this year? Because it's all out in front of them. They're sitting there undefeated. Or did it make you sit back and sort of question Brian Kelly and Joe Sloan and that offensive staff? LSU's offense should be good. Garrett Nussmeier is the guy that we thought would be the first quarterback off the board. I know they had to replace the offensive line, but they did a good seeming job of that in the transfer portal. They can't run the ball. Like, there's some struggles there. So, like, when you watch this game, what angle, and you see the result as well.
Yeah.
What angle do you attack this from? Is this Ole Miss flexing their muscles? Or is it LSU just not living up to what you thought they would be this year?
You know, I think it's a little bit of both. Okay. This was the game that I ended up attending more as a fan than anything else and just soaking up the Grove and all of that excitement. Of course, anytime Ole Miss, LSU get together, it's going to be it's going to be something special. Really impressed seeing them in person, this Ole Miss offense. And Trinidad Chambliss, wow.
Unbelievable.
He's something else. I'm not going to say there's a quarterback controversy.
I think it's his job.
It has to be.
Yeah.
Has to be. What he did against LSU, supposed to have one of the best defenses, not only in the SEC, but the entire country. He was 23 of 39, 314 yards, one touchdown throwing, just one pick. Really like his overall accuracy.
Right.
Pocket awareness. He's the first SEC player with 300 yards passing and 50 yards rushing in three straight games. The dude is a baller. The dude's a baller.
Yes.
And to do that against an LSU defense that we thought was one of the best around, that's impressive. So all the credit in the world to the performance of that Ole Miss football team and the job that Lane is doing, that Pete Golden is doing on the defensive side. You know, they limited LSU to just over 250 yards, forced two turnovers in the game. So stellar performance, and the place was rocking. It was rocking. I think I didn't see the number, but I heard them announce
that
it was the fourth largest crowd in Vaught-Hemingway Stadium history. So, I mean, it was packed. It was everything you'd want a big-time college football game to be. And LSU, you know, they've got to be scratching their head. And I know that Brian Kelly isn't happy, and he shouldn't be. Nussmeier, who we all thought was going to be in the hunt for the Heisman, I got to tell you, against this Ole Miss defense, Gabe, I don't want to say he looked not average, but not the dominating player that we all thought he is or was or could be.
And there's another thing to that that I think we need to mention when it comes to Garrett Nussmeier. They have got to run the ball a little bit.
Yeah.
They just have to. If they want Garrett Nussmeier to really be who Garrett Nussmeier is, you have to give him some help there. They can't run the ball. Nope. And I mean, think about the throwback LSU teams. There was never an issue with that. Never an issue. You always had the biggest dudes, most athletic guys. You had a good back. And now it's just like, I think for a couple of years, besides Jaden Daniels sort of running all over the yard, it's been gone. They haven't had it. It just feels like the not... Brian Kelly's a good coach. Probably win 10 games again this year. But since he's been at LSU, there's always just that missing piece.
Yeah.
That you need to fill in, and it's so glaringly obvious. It's the problem for him. He addresses one side of the ball. Defense is good now.
Yep.
You have some issues on offense.
He's got to get them together.
Yes.
I think he even talked about that after the game, that we've got to get both of those groups in sync and on the same page and both clicking along at the same time, because right now that's not happening.
Yep, 100%. All right, now the SEC seems to be, at least in my estimation, in the exact same place it's been the past 2 years, right? Where you have the teams at the top of the Big Ten. Oregon gets a big win over Penn State. We'll talk about that in a second. But they have separated themselves. Ohio State looks good. In the SEC, you're sitting here, and these are the undefeated teams in the SEC. Ole Miss, Mizzou, Oklahoma, A&M, and Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
Texas has a loss. Georgia has a loss. Alabama has a loss. Tennessee has a loss. LSU has a loss. Do you get that same feeling? There's just an inordinate amount of parity, and we may end up around college football playoff time, whether it's getting into the tournament or seeing who's left at the end, we may be in a similar situation as we have been the last 2 years. I don't want to make huge generalizations, and I know it sounds like I am, but it feels very similar that it has the last 2 years.
I would agree with 99.9% of that,
right.
Gabe. I'm a believer that the days of going undefeated are long gone. So I expect all of those undefeated teams you mentioned, I think all of them are going to have at least one loss. I think that's just the reality of where we
it's
are.
What the SEC is now.
And the SEC's that way with the transfer portal and what that has, how that has impacted rosters and talent levels across the board. But those teams that are sitting there now at 5-0, Ole Miss, Vandy, Mizzou, I think it's very likely one, if not maybe two of those, are going to be in the playoff.
Yeah.
Pretty impressive. And then you mentioned they're at 4-0, Oklahoma and Texas A&M. So we'll see. Parity is there. We'll see what the rest of the year looks like, see who the next one to take one in the L column will be. But again, that's what we all want. This makes great ball.
You want parity.
Great ball.
And you want different teams with chances. But what is going to be interesting is as we get to the college football playoff committee time, see who's getting selected. If that strength of schedule metric that the SEC used to go up to 9 games does not favor them in a big way by the time we get there, it's going to be a very interesting offseason with what Greg Sankey has to say, with what SEC coaches have to say, right? Because you're just headed in that same direction where you're going to have some borderline teams right there on the cusp. And if they don't get in, you know that there will be some issues and some conversations behind the scenes. Just wanted to point that out.
Yes, and before we move on from the SEC, want to throw a kudo out there to Jeff Lebby and Mississippi State. What
Much
a game they played against Tennessee in Starkville. Came within a gnat's eyelash of knocking off Tennessee. Really impressed with what they're doing. No doubt, we've been saying this for a couple of weeks now, Gabe, on this segment, is Mississippi State is vastly improved over where they were a year ago. They're going to win 6, at least. They're going to a bowl game. So the excitement is back in Starkville. It'll be fun to watch this team as we go through October and November. Again, fun time, Tennessee is Tennessee, and they did what they had to do, and that was impressive, too. First play of overtime, boom, 25-yard touchdown run, and then State couldn't answer.
Yep. Just happens sometimes.
Impressive for Tennessee. But Bulldog fans.
Shout out.
Absolutely.
Love to see it.
Our friend Jeff Lebby still looking, though, for SEC win number one. Almost had it.
Dang.
He'll get it. He'll get one or two.
I think he'll get one.
They'll get
at least one. All right.
They're close.
Now, big game this weekend was Oregon versus Penn State. Penn State, of course, kind of the incumbent there in the Big Ten when it came to like returning starters, returning talent, expectations through the roof. They were favored in this game. But Oregon goes on the road in an overtime, in double overtime, I should say, wins 30-24. And listen, this is kind of a victory lap day for me in regards to my Heisman pick in the preseason. I picked Dante Moore. Not a lot of people were out there picking Dante Moore straight up. They said he could be a sleeper, he could be a dark horse, but I had this feeling in the back of my mind, Will Stein at OC, Dan Lanning is his head coach. He's a very talented former five-star recruit. And also, if you paid attention to Oregon, they haven't had a bad quarterback yet.
Yeah.
In the Dan Lanning era. We've gone from Bo Nix to Dylan Gabriel, now to Dante Moore. I took that into consideration. But is there any question after watching this game, one, that Oregon is going to compete for a Big Ten championship? And two, is there any question Dante Moore should be anywhere other than probably at the top of the Heisman ranking list after week 5?
Question number one, competing and winning the Big Ten, they're definitely going to be in the mix. No doubt about that. Absolutely. All the way down to the last week of the year. Should Moore be in the conversation for the Heisman? Yes. I wouldn't necessarily at this point put him at the top the pledge class. We'll see. But obviously, impressive performance with a lot of eyeballs, a lot of voters watching this game on Saturday. Again, impressive numbers, 29 to 39, 248, three touchdowns, no picks.
No mistakes.
No picks. And he also had 10 carries for a little over 30 yards.
I find it insane. I mean, what really puts him over the top for me right now through week five is the whiteout game. You go in, you get to two overtimes. That should favor the home team with the raucous crowd. And he handled business like he didn't. It's just that he's looking around. He didn't seem out of sorts at all during that game at any point. Like that's impressive.
It is.
It's very impressive.
Not too many folks going to Happy Valley like that on a whiteout
right.
game and come away with a double.
That's what I'm
impressive.
Saying.
Absolutely.
Now Penn State, 2-21 record against AP top 10 teams for James Franklin, and just seems like they're headed for, they still may be a playoff team. I could potentially see that. But it just lose too many like this. It just feels like this is what James Franklin has been at Penn State. While great, while 10-11 wins happens, there's that loss.
Yeah. Kind of more of the same. Going into the year, they were expected to compete for the national championship, compete for the Big Ten championship. They were, number two preseason, something like that. Returned a lot of talent, a lot of depth. Now, after Saturday, it makes you ask the question, what's going on? And this isn't the first time that question has been asked after a big game. And, it's become almost, not trite, but it has become, unfortunately for James, routine.
Yes.
Where his teams come up short in big, big games
and
like
not
this.
By much.
Not by much. But it doesn't take much.
Yes.
One play is all it takes. They look good, but not great.
Right.
And the feel of that. Just watching the highlights and then reading the accounts of the game is that how close to great are they? It seems like that's a pretty good long trip from good to great. So it makes you want, and of course, I think in the middle of all of that Saturday, the student section going crazy, fire the coach. Is this a name that might show up in Arkansas, where his track record at Penn State has not changed. Can't get the big one. Does he need a change of scenery? He had really good success at Vanderbilt. Is this a guy that
he's been in the SEC before? If you'll remember,
yeah,
with Vanderbilt.
Yeah. So does he come back to the league and he's like, okay, things are just not working out for me at Penn State.
That's an interesting thought.
Do I throw my name out there for Arkansas?
That's a very, very interesting thought.
You keep up this like I do. Sometimes coaches just get to that point of where they are.
You restart the clock.
Yeah, you just need a change of scenery and you hit the restart button.
Yes.
And James Franklin may be at that point.
Maybe. We'll see.
Let's see how it plays out. Now, if he plays out and wins the national championship or plays for the national championship,
here's where I get conflicted is the fact that this guy was in the college football playoff semifinals last year.
How soon we forget.
And there's still probably going to be a college football playoff team again this year, so he has a chance to make a run. But I see Penn State fans' criticisms. And they're the same criticisms every single year.
It's like Groundhog Day.
Oh yeah, now let's Tiger down for a second. 55-26, you know the saying, good teams win, great teams cover. That is 5-0, five covers. Not that it matters really, but I just found it interesting. 55-26, Greg DeRosier had 204 yards, three touchdowns. Brendan Lewis had two touchdowns rushing. Cortez Brom, I don't know where they'd be without him. I mean, in that Arkansas game, caught for 100 yards, six catches for 127 and two touchdowns in this game. Tigers are rolling.
And when you win a game like you did last week against Arkansas, You know that the ultimate big prize is, number one, win the conference championship, and then that opens a lot of doors, most likely, if that scenario played out, a spot in the playoff. Those are the goals.
Yep.
And that's what you got to stay focused on. And it's literally week to week, stay focused, take care of your business. Now, you know, this one, it was a one-point game at halftime. And this team, it's not the first time that's happened this year.
Right.
Is they go in, make some adjustments.
Georgia State was one.
I was there. I saw that one. But then they come out, third quarter, not so much, but whoa, Nelly in the fourth quarter.
Yes.
Right?
31
Holy
points.
Holy cow. Outscored them 31-7.
Yeah.
You know, so they go down there, beautiful scenery. Great part of the country, at the beach, all that stuff, but they took care of business. And that's what good football teams do. And we shall see. And I'm excited about where Ryan has this football team, the way his team is playing. They're coaching them up. Cramsey on the offensive side, Hankins on the defensive side. DeRozier, you mentioned, had a big game. And if you've got two guys rocking and rolling back there.
Didn't even have to run Sutton.
Yeah.
Didn't really play him all that much.
That is a great spot to be in, especially when your quarterback does what Brendan Lewis does.
Now, I would love the defense to tighten up a little bit.
Yep.
But hey,
yep.
They've been opportunistic for the most part.
Yep.
They're going to give up yards. I think Jordan Hankins has mentioned that. They're going to give up yards, but they hope they can be opportunistic, steal a couple possessions away, because the offense has been absolutely rolling. And real quick, I don't need a comment on this. I'm just going to throw this scenario out there. Ole Miss is 5-0. Memphis is 5-0. Ole Miss could potentially be in their first SEC title game ever. I'm not going to say. Listen, I'm not jinxing you. I can knock on wood for the Ole Miss fans out there. Memphis is rolling right along. Could be in the first American Conference championship since Ryan Silverfield got here. I'm imagining, I guess this is my dream, a 12-5 matchup at Oxford, Memphis versus Ole Miss. That would be unreal, wouldn't it?
Would that be something?
I'm dreaming that one up right
now. That would be something. I'm going to write that down.
Yeah, we'll bank that. Don't need to comment on it too much.
Interesting.
Just wanted to throw that one out there. But Harold, appreciate it as always.
Absolutely, Gabe. It was a big weekend. Had a big time down in Oxford. Saw a lot of folks, a lot of friends. Great atmosphere. Looking forward to this week's Tiger game. Again, stay focused.
Yes, of course.
Make the main thing, which is beating Tulsa this week.
Yep.
And everything else stays right in front of you.
Yep.
It's great. It's football season.
Yes, it is.
Football season.
And he is the Associate Executive Director of the AutoZone Liberty Bowl, Harold Grader, on X at Harold Grader. Now back into basketball season, bring on Cedric Coward, the Grizzlies' number 11 overall pick.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Back in Grizz Media Days 2025, and joining me now at the booth is Grizzlies' new small forward, you know, backcourt member, Cedric Coward, first round pick, lotto pick. How's it going, Ced?
It's good. It's good. You know what I mean? First media day underway, and I'm excited.
A little overwhelming. How many interviews you got today?
Oh, I didn't even care to count.
Upwards of 10?
Yeah, I didn't even care to count.
Really. Yeah. Well, you'll get through it. I promise.
It'll be all good. It's a blessing.
I think I'm first of the day. Mm-hmm. All right. Nice. Yeah. All right. So we got the news on Friday. Your shoulder injury, fully rehabbed. You're ready to go. How does it feel for you? And how do you expect to sort of get that confidence back after the injury going into the season?
It feels great. You know, obviously the shoulder injury was, I don't want to call it a setback. It was just like a bump in the road. But to be able to, you know, put the work in, not only after my injury while the season was still going last year in college, but through the pre-draft process and even through this whole process, it took, you know, some pulling teeth to get me to miss summer league and stuff like that. But at the same time, it was still, you know, it was what was best for me and my current situation and what was best for the team as we come up for the season. And honestly, the confidence is always there. You know, basketball to me, I use the analogy of it's like riding a bike. Like, you haven't ridden a bike in a while, but you still know how to do it. And for me, it's just finding that rhythm, finding that continuity with my teammates, and making sure I can do whatever it is to, you know, make their job a lot easier while they make mine easier on the court.
Yeah, all right. So how's your acclimation been to the city of Memphis? How you liking it so far?
Good. Memphis reminds me a lot of my hometown. You know, my hometown, Fresno, California. Pretty small-ish area, small but big, I guess is what you can say.
A big small town.
Yeah, a big small town. But at the same time, like me, Memphis, since we spend most of our time downtown, obviously, because where the forum is a little, change, because back at Fresno, I live more in the suburban areas. But at the same time, people are great. They've had some good food out here, and then I'm acclimating real well.
All right, now food wise, a couple of spots.
My favorite spot is Flight. I have to say my favorite spot is Flight. I went there
out in East Memphis.
Yeah, downtown here.
They have a Flight down here.
Okay. Yeah, just a couple minutes away. Yeah, so that's my favorite spot at the moment. And then I also went to Porch and Parlor. I took my girlfriend there. We had a nice little date over there, and they do it big over there. So
nice A5 Wagyu.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
it was nice. It was It was good. It was good. They got. I was able to pick my own knife and everything. So you know, they did it big.
Yeah, it's $50 for every 2 ounces. So hey, you got that NBA contract. Still gotta be careful.
Yeah.
Still gotta be careful. All right. Now your story. You went to a Division III school in Willamette. Mm-hmm. Then you end up transferring from there, going to Eastern Washington. Then you end up at Wazoo with Coach David Riley. We'll get to him in a second. Yep. I've got to talk to him on my show. But it's not the normal route, right?
Nope.
I'm sure this was always your goal. But, like, through that process, did you always think this was a possibility, or did it just sort of build the more you started to produce at the college level?
Yeah, I always thought it was a possibility, but I would be lying to you if you say it was in the forefront of my mind back when I was at Willamette. But it's kind of like you just said, as I built more momentum in my career as going through college, you know, going from D3 to D1, and then, you know, with Coach Riley and the help from those coaches and that program at Eastern Washington, which eventually Washington State my last year, with their confidence they had in me and, you know, the things we did to build my game as a whole, it started to become more of a reality. And once I got last year before the season started, I knew, like, this was a possibility, and I knew definitely all I had to do was play well and be myself. Unfortunately, cut short due to the shoulder injury, but at the same time, I had many people to help me along the way, and it's always been a reality for me, but at the same time, it got more in the forefront as I got later and later in my college career.
Yep. All right. Now, for the Grizzlies fans that haven't gotten to grind the tape on you and go to YouTube, look you up, what can you provide this team and organization?
I can provide us anything to do to win. That is my biggest focus. Is I'm team first guy. I'm super unselfish. All I want to do is win, because that's all that matters to me in the game of basketball. But if we're getting down to the details, I'm pretty versatile. You know, I can defend pretty much all 1 through 4. I can say, you know, fives definitely I give the effort to,
right,
but 1 through 4. You know, offensively, I think I have a lot of tools. Obviously, it's depending on what the team needs. Like I said earlier, just doing whatever they can or whatever I can to help us win.
Mm-hmm. Now, final thing. I talked to your head coach back when you were drafted by the Grizzlies, David Riley. He was at Eastern Washington with you then, also at Washington State, correct?
Yeah, so my 2 years at Eastern Washington, he recruited me from Willamette to go there, and it was just a feeling. So I was like, you know what, this guy has something going, so let me go over there. And then he got the job at Washington State right before I went there, and it was a no-brainer. I was like, oh, bigger school, and I get to keep my coach and the staff?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Now, I asked him about what you do off the floor, what type of guy you are. Mm-hmm. He brought up you like to cook and bake cookies for your teammates, all that type of stuff.
Yeah.
What do you like? I'll get it from you.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, in the world of basketball, I think you got to find hobbies or something to do outside of the game. And for me, that happened to be cooking. You know, I watched a lot of YouTube, and I found one day on YouTube, like a guy that was making homemade meals and stuff like that. And it kind of reminded me a lot of home, because I wasn't getting my mom's food and my grandparents' food and stuff like that, and my dad's. But at the end of the day, I was like, you know what, man? I got a little bit of time. Let me see if I can learn how to do this and, you know, learn some skills along the way. So I was able to learn those skills, and then I ended up being pretty good at it. That my teammates requested a lot of food, and, you know, I would make dinners for the team and stuff like that, which is cool.
I hope they threw in.
Yeah. Sometimes. Usually it was on the team card. So, that,
okay.
You know,
right.
Shout out Coach Riley for that. But at the same time, it was also a thing, like, to be able to do that, not only learn the skill of cooking, but to have a hobby outside of basketball was pretty cool.
For sure. Well, Cedric, I appreciate it, man. Good luck coming up this season.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.